Hello, you beautiful souls. I just thought I'd jump on, record another episode for you today because I'm in flow today. I'm feeling like I want to talk, I want to create. And yeah, I'm just really loving recording this podcast at the moment. I feel like I always communicate so much more when it comes to speaking because sometimes I feel like creating on Instagram or anything like that can just feel a little bit forced. And when I'm up here, I just get a real opportunity to just speak freely and whatever comes out, comes out. And this is where I think you really get me at my most truest, honest, authentic essence, really, if I'm honest. So I wanted to talk today a little bit because I have been going through a breakup, as you well know. And I'm not going to lie, it's been fucking hard. Like, I was absolutely broken almost when I broke up with my ex. And day by day, being in Bali, being on my own, rediscovering things that I like, you know, I don't know if any of you relate, but when you are in a relationship, I feel like you almost lose yourself a little bit. And it doesn't matter who you are or how good you are at keeping your life separate and being independent, I still believe that you essentially lose a little bit of who you truly are because you have to make compromise and you end up, yeah, it just ends up happening. So, you know, having this time alone to really kind of reconnect to myself has been invaluable. And I really feel like I've come out the other side. I feel like I can see all the reasons why we broke up and I can really see how necessary this space was that we took this space from each other and took space and time alone to be by ourselves. And, you know, I know for a fact that the reason we broke up was for the purpose of healing. We needed to heal and we couldn't do that together because we'd had such a traumatic year. He needed to heal and he couldn't do that while he was with me. And I couldn't heal properly while I was with him. And sometimes, you know, as you all know, when you're in a relationship, you need to be at your best, I believe. You need to be happy. You need to be in a place where your life is amazing anyway. And someone else coming into your life is just making it better. But if they leave, I'm good. You know, my life is good anyway. And I don't feel like that was the case. I feel like a lot of my happiness was dependent on being with my partner. And it wasn't that I was fake and I was, you know, I say this all the time. Like, it's not like I was being fake or deceptive or pretending that I was fucking happy when really I wasn't. That wasn't the case at all. I was genuinely happy, but it wasn't until it was taken away from me did I realize how unhappy I was when it was taken. And how it brought up so many wounds, like I've said before, around abandonment, around self-worth, around feeling good enough, around feeling needing to be loved, needing to be needed. All these things that came up that I've been working through. And I just want to share some tips today of things that helped me work through it. Because from what I'm gathering, speaking to my friends, speaking to people on the internet, you know, what I'm gathering is a lot of relationships are going through this. And I personally believe if you're having a shakeup, if you're having a breakup, if you're having space, if you're good, but, you know, things are coming up in your relationship, I really believe, and I'm talking about, well, I guess I'm talking about male and female relationships here, but no, I guess this could be relevant for all relationships, female to female, male to female, because male to male, I can't think of any more, but I'm sure there is, you know. But what is going on at the moment is we are having a divine masculine awakening. And we had a divine feminine awakening recently, and a lot of women started reconnecting to their feminine power, rewilding ourselves, you know, really accepting parts of us that weren't accepted in the patriarchal society as being okay to be a woman. And I feel like a lot of women are really embodying their truth at the moment. They're really kind of like tapping into that feminine energy. And in order to do that, you have to heal the wounds that come up around your feminine. And that's what's going on with the masculine at the moment, I believe. And I feel a lot of men, you know, yeah, women, we were damaged by this toxic fake patriarchy, but also so many men need healing from it. So many men are disconnected from their emotions. So many men are going through it right now. So many men are struggling to feel. Men have been told for years and years, centuries and centuries, that they need to be strong. They can't cry. They can't be this. They need to hold it together. They need to be the support. They need to be the rock. And, you know, it's just so damaging. It's just so toxic. And I feel like men, they're really waking up. Things are stirring up inside men at the moment. A lot of men are going through quite a lot of healing at the moment. There's wounds being reopened. There's wounds being ripped open. And when your wounds are ripped open, it's painful. But I want you to remember that this all happens for our benefit, okay? This always happens for our benefit, to be healed, to show you what you need to move through. And that's what's so important that we remember. Literally, I used to attract toxic, wounded male after toxic, wounded male. My first boyfriend was 10 years older than me. He was a wrong'un. It's so important that we remember that, that we remember that these things come up. They're not here to hurt us, or we shouldn't villainize these wounds. They're gifts to show you, and opportunities to show you what you need to move through. It's the same as when we get triggered. So, you know, I thought I'd give some tips as to what's helped me personally get through this over the last couple of months. And I just thought I'd share that with you. So, yeah, let's start off with number one, the reason why we sometimes can't move on, okay, from an experience. It doesn't necessarily even have to be a breakup, but an experience that has caused us to suffer or caused pain. And, you know, we feel these intense emotions sometimes when we relive it, almost as if we are going through it all over again. And the thing is, we really want to free ourselves from these past experiences so we can move forward with our life in the most harmonious and positive way possible, right? And if you are still feeling the energy of that experience in your current reality, it can almost feel like you have a black cloud literally following you around over your head wherever you go. So here's the thing about that, right? Circumstances do not make you feel bad. Situations do not make you feel bad. And I'm going to give you an example about this, okay? Two people can come out of a breakup. One person can feel completely empowered, liberated, free, joyful, relieved, all those amazing emotions, okay? Happy. But the other person can come out of that same experience feeling neglected, wounded, lost, broken, sad, devastated. Same situation, two different types of emotion, two different sets of emotions, right? So that's what I mean. It's not the situation that's causing those emotions. It's the thoughts that you are having about that situation that is making you feel bad. Every time you replay that scenario over and over again in your mind, your body and your subconscious relives that experience over and over again as if it is actually happening to you again in real time in that moment. Your body and your subconscious mind does not know the difference between what you are imagining and what is actually really happening to you right now in the real world. Yeah? So think about that. Each thought you have about that trauma, about that situation, about that experience creates an emotion within you. The thoughts trigger an emotion. The situation trigger the thoughts, but the thoughts trigger an emotion, and then your body feels that exact same emotion all over again. And this is why you still feel sad, you still feel lonely, abandoned, neglected, wounded, or whatever emotion is coming up for you in that moment. That is why you're still feeling that way. And this is so important because our emotions are what create our reality. If you think something over and over and over again, that's going to create that same emotion over and over and over again. And then that emotion is then going to send a little frequency out into the energy web around you, and it's going to start to create that reality. So you end up literally stuck in your own reality. And that's why a lot of people call Earth the prison planet. Because humans have been conditioned, and us humans do not know this information. We don't know how to free ourselves from our past trauma experiences and wounds. And we literally end up trapped, never healing, never learning our lessons, never growing, never evolving, and never moving through, closing the door on that and moving past it. And these emotions and these wounds create beliefs that we then take into every lifetime with us moving forward. So that is why so many of us are stuck. So many of us are trapped within our own experiences. So our thoughts and our emotions are so powerful that they are creating your reality. If you thought that life was just happening to you and you have no part to play in what's happening to you, I'm sorry, but think again. And that might be hard. That might be a hard pill for some people to swallow, to think, what do you mean I'm creating this? It's down to me. But you are manifesting all the fucking time. Your bad experiences, your good experiences. We have to take some responsibility for what we are creating, because your perception and your consciousness is creating your reality. There was an experiment. I think it's called the photon test. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure it's called the photon test, where a bunch of scientists, okay, they did a test with these photons, which are like, you know, atoms and particles that create matter. And they did a test where they kind of projected them out and they were kind of scattered, okay, scattered into space. They didn't really create, they didn't really form into anything. They were just particles floating in space. But the minute you apply consciousness to that, which means the minute you look at it and you see it, those particles and photons started to form a shape. They started to form matter. That is what creates our reality, which means me sitting on a bench next to someone sitting directly next to me is experiencing a completely different reality to the person sitting next to me, because we both have a different awareness, different level of consciousness, and therefore a different perception. And that's a bit wild when you think about it, isn't it? But really and truly, it's the truth. We're all experiencing different realities based on your own level of consciousness and awareness. And the way that you shift your consciousness and awareness is by bringing yourself back home to yourself, understanding the parts of you that still need healing, understanding why your beliefs are creating that reality and what wounds these beliefs are coming from, healing, evolving, closing these wounds, these lessons, closing those karmic connections, and then you can complete that evolutionary cycle of your soul. Therefore, you don't need to create that reality for yourself anymore. And this is the thing, right? Your original situation, the breakup, may have been out of your control, but the thoughts and therefore the feelings that you are having about that breakup are down to you. And this is why we sabotage our success. This is why we sabotage our happiness. This is why we sabotage relationships. This is why we unwillingly sabotage our efforts to get what it is that we want, no matter how much we want it. So remember, it's not the breakup that is causing your pain and suffering. It's not the breakup that is causing you to not be able to move on or move past where you are. It's the thoughts that you are having about that breakup that are. So if you want to change the way you feel about that breakup, change your thoughts about the breakup. Change the thoughts about the breakup. And this is where it brings me to my second point. What area or what part of this breakup are you making it about you? What part of this breakup are you making it about you? Are you making your breakup about the fact that you're not good enough? Is your breakup bringing up the fact that you believe you're not worthy? Are you making this breakup something about how you are shit, how you are unlovable, how you are unattractive, how you are not a good girlfriend, how you don't deserve happiness, how you are unlovable? I might have said that already, but where are you making this breakup about you? Because when I broke up with my partner, my ex-partner, I believed at one point, because it brought up all this shit and all this gunk about my childhood and about my past, that it was about me, that I wasn't a good enough girlfriend, that I wasn't good enough to make him happy, that he didn't love me enough because I wasn't lovable enough. Because I was lovable, if I was a better girlfriend, if I was a better person, then he wouldn't have wanted to have space. You know, he wouldn't have wanted to break up with me. He wouldn't have wanted to leave. He wouldn't have wanted to heal. If I, you know, whatever it was, that's the thing. We make it about us. And it was never about me, because our relationship was good. And we haven't written off the fact that we could get back together. And you know, there is love still there. It was situations out of our control that caused us to break up, and it was necessary for the purpose of healing. It was necessary for his healing. It was necessary for my healing. It was necessary for me, It was necessary for me to take back my power. I couldn't take back my power when I was with him. I had to be alone to do that. And it's only now that I can see that. But at the time, I made it all about me, all about how I wasn't good enough. I wasn't this, I wasn't that. So ask yourself, where are you making this about you? And that leads me straight into my third point, right? Because where you are making it about you is where you still need to heal. Where you are making it about you is showing you what you need to move through next. Where you are making it about you is showing you where you maybe don't love yourself enough, where you can't give yourself what you need, where you're still seeking validation from the external world and from him, rather than self-validation and realizing your own potential and worth all by yourself just by being you. You don't need someone to love you and want you and need you in order to be worthy or in order to be the most amazing, beautiful human soul that you are. If someone doesn't want to be with you anymore, that is on them. It is nothing to do with you, but the wounds that you have around your self-worth and around your self-validation and around your self-love and in your heart could be causing you to make this about you. So, where do you need to shine light on in your life? Where do you need to shine light on the parts of you that still feel that they are not good enough or not worthy? Where do you still need to heal? And that leads me to my fourth point. Where are you not creating what you needed from that relationship from yourself or for yourself, should I say? So for example, if you feel like you need to be loved in order to be worthy, why are you not creating that love for yourself and self-worth for yourself? Where are you still looking outside yourself to create happiness? Where are you still looking outside yourself to create self-worth? Where are you still looking outside yourself to create meaning and purpose? Because whenever we outsource things outside of ourselves, we are always taught the harshest lessons by the universe, the harshest lessons by our soul. Your soul is only going to attract situations that make you learn that lesson. And the lesson is of self-worth. The lesson is that you can create that for yourself. That is the lesson in all of this. So if you haven't learned that lesson and you have not healed that wound, your soul is going to attract situations that make you learn. And unfortunately, that might be breakup after breakup. That might be meeting the same man who makes you feel like that over and over again. That might make you feel even worse. So this is really an opportunity for you to look at your breakup as a gift, to look at your breakup as an opportunity, to look at your breakup as a chance to go within and see the work that you still need to do. Where are your shadows? Where do you need to shine light on? What needs to be transmuted? What needs to be cleared? What needs to be brought to the surface so you can heal from this breakup? Because it was never ever about you and it never ever will be about you. However, it is your responsibility to heal that and to work through that and bring awareness to that so you can move forward with your life in a positive way. And this is where it's going to bring me to my final point, okay? We attract relationships or we attract partners that mirror how much we meet ourselves, how far or how much we love ourselves, how we think about ourselves. And I'm going to give you an example here. So before I was with my ex, Rob, I was with a lot of fucking dickheads. Honestly, he was an absolute villain. He was aggressive. He was abusive. He emotionally abused me. He was quite violent. He used to smash things up. He just used to, oh God. He used to take my money off me. He was a really nasty piece of work. And I was actually afraid of him. And when I ran away from him, I was with him for 5 years. We was engaged. And I'll tell you a funny story about that in a minute. But yeah, I was with him for 5 years. We was engaged. And when I left him, I ran away from him. I packed a couple of black bags in the middle of the night and I ran. And he looked for me for a really long time. He was a narcissist. He was, oh God, he bullied me. He was a bully. That's what he was, right? And my second boyfriend just used me really a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Didn't really give me what I wanted. Made me feel quite unworthy and worthless. And then I used to meet guys that were like, you know, just not emotionally available, kind of quite toxic. And I used to think to myself, why do I keep meeting these guys? And it's only now I look back and I realize someone will only ever meet you as deeply as you meet yourself, right? Someone will only ever meet you as deeply as you meet yourself. And we attract partners that mirror who we are and how we feel about ourselves. So the partners that I was attracting into my life said everything about how I treated myself, how I viewed myself, how I loved myself, how I validated myself. And it was all about the relationship that I had with myself. If you want to attract better partners, deepen the relationship with yourself. Start to love on yourself more. Start to love yourself more. Start to love yourself better. Start to treat yourself better. Start to respect yourself more. Start to own yourself more. Own your self-worth. And only when you do that will you start to attract the people in your life that treat you the way you want to be treated. Because I used to treat myself pretty badly. I used to speak to myself pretty badly. I used to sabotage. I was quite negative. I was toxic. I hated myself. I didn't like myself. I used to think that I was worthless. So obviously I attracted people that treated me that I was worthless, like I was worthless. And here's the thing, when I started to do the inner work and I started to do yoga and I started to really make those big shifts and I started to love myself more, I attracted the most amazing man in my life who treated me better than any of the others had. And the thing is in life, right, this is another thing I want you to remember if you're going through a breakup. You don't get worse and worse and worse in relationships, right? You go better and better and better. You don't move down, you move up. As you start to work on yourself and love yourself and treat yourself with all the respect and the self-love that you deserve, you're going to attract men who treat you that way too, because you will not accept anything else, and you're not an energetic match for anything else. You're not a frequency match for anything else. You're going to attract people that are the right frequency match to you. And it might not be men, I do apologize. It could be women as well that you're attracting. You know, I'm just talking from my personal experience, which is why I sometimes say that, but you know, any partner. So I want you to remember that if you are attracting these men in your life or these women in your life that are treating you like shit, then maybe you're treating yourself like shit. And that is one of the biggest shifts that you can make if you want to make changes in your life. Like, I have a program, okay, called Activate Evolve, and it's all about changing patterns. And not a lot of the time we ask ourselves, why am I in this situation over and over again? Why does this keep happening to me? And the reason is that your soul attracts situations to you over and over again to force you or to encourage you to learn the lessons that your soul has chosen to learn. So if you haven't completed that lesson, your soul's just going to keep attracting those situations. And that is why it's so important, this inner work, this healing, this journey, this awareness, this self-validation is so, so, so important when it comes to creating the life that we want to create for ourselves. It's so important. It's invaluable work. And in that program, what I do is I tend to not only complete those lessons, but we heal the karmic contracts. When something is done to you in life, it's because you have done that same thing to that same soul in a previous life. The soul learns lessons through duality, and we skip from victim to persecutor consciousness, which means in one life you'll be the betrayer, the next life you'll be betrayed. In one life you'll be the betrayer, the next life you'll be betrayed. Every time you do something, it creates a karmic connection, and therefore that needs to be repaid back to you in the next life. So unless you clear that karmic connection, cut the cord, close the contract, sometimes we just keep repeating, and it's like we're going back and forth from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, repeating the same lessons over and over again, having the same shit happen over and over again when you're already wounded from the first time it happened because you never healed from it. So all you do is spiral and sink into a deeper hole of woundedness, which is why it's so important that sometimes we notice that when we are triggered, that when we are hurt, that when people bring up, hurt us, they abandon us, they leave us, they break our hearts, it's all for your good. It's showing you what lessons you need to work through in this life, what stage you need to complete for your own evolutionary cycle and journey of your soul. We are all on the same journey. We are just at different stages of evolution, okay? We're all on the same journey. All of us, we're all in this together. We're all in the same journey, just at different stages of evolution. No one is above or below another person. No one is better or below another person. And that's the thing. We are all connected, as within, so without. And the biggest lie and deceit and, yeah, the biggest lie that humanity has ever been told is to believe that we are all separate from one another, because we're not. We are all connected. And when you do this work and you heal yourself, it really does heal the collective. It ripples out to all your network of souls. And this is why I always say, you want to heal the world, you want to help the world, first start with yourself. Heal yourself. I see so many light workers and healers out there trying to be bloody heroes, going out there healing the world, healing everyone else. But so many of them are afraid to face their own darkness. So many of them are afraid to face their own bullshit. So many of them are fucked up, and they're so busy trying to heal the world because it makes them feel better that they're actually forgetting that the biggest way that they can heal the world is by starting with themselves. And that's the thing. A lot of healers, I believe, really do come from a place of spiritual ego. Like, it makes me feel good to heal the world. I am the savior. I want to help you. I want to heal you. Well, no. What about you, yourself? Like me, I'm not fucking perfect. I don't pretend I'm perfect. Like, God, I literally lay my life on the line for you. I lay it all out. Like, you can see what I'm going through. My life is far from fucking perfect, right? But I do the work on myself. I do the work on myself. I admit my faults. I look at my shadows. I look at the bits of myself I don't like. And I'm not scared to show them out there for you to see. I'm not afraid. I don't care, because I know it helps people. And that is what I was born to do. That's what my soul came here to do. My soul came here to clear the slavery imprints. It volunteered to clear slavery imprints in humanity. And many of us, many souls are trapped on this realm because we are not transmuting our shadows. We are not healing our wounds. We are taking our lessons into each lifetime over and over again. And we are trapped because these unhealed lessons or uncompleted lessons or unhealed wounds are happening over and over again. We're experiencing more trauma on an already wounded soul. We're not completing it. And then we're creating limitations, and we're creating limiting belief systems ingrained in our consciousness from these unhealed wounds. For example, you know, you get hurt, you get your heart broken, someone cheats on you, you never deal with the wound of being cheated on. So you create a false sense of security, and you create a belief that all men or all women are the same. And then what you do is you go out and you become a player, because all women are the same according to you. And then you sabotage your happiness by sabotaging relationships over and over again, good relationships that could make you happy, because you never dealt with that wound of getting your heart broken in the first place. And this is how it works. That's how it works, right? And then you go into another lifetime and more trauma comes to an already wounded soul. And you never, ever complete those lessons, and you never break free. You never break free from this realm. You never break free from your lessons. You never break free from your limiting patterns. You never break free from your limitation, your sabotage, your limiting beliefs. If you want to create freedom on the outside, you have to create freedom on the inside. You have to create freedom on the inside. And that's why my Soul Shift program is so powerful. And you know what? Because my Soul Shift program, I've now kept open for constant enrollment. It is on an evergreen program now, which means you can join at any time. Actually, yeah, good point. I thought I'd drop that in there. But you can join at any time. It's a six-month program. 6 months, you get a call every 2 weeks. You can join at any time. You can work at your own pace. And we create freedom on the inside by healing your wounds, completing your lessons, deprogramming those limiting beliefs from all the levels of your consciousness, reprogramming more empowering beliefs, but setting yourself free. And that's when you get to create freedom on the outside. That's when you get to become free of shitty relationships. That's when you get to become free of the job that you hate. That's when you get to become free of living in a house that you fucking hate. That's when you get to become free of doing a job that fucking kills off your soul every morning. That's when you get to come free of your fear, of your worry about other people's judgments, of your fear of failure, of the fear of getting it wrong. That's when you really, really become free. So this is why it's so important that we really deal with those wounds and we heal them. And a breakup can be an amazing tool to show you how and where and what you need to work through next to create your own freedom. To create your own freedom. And you ain't going to need nothing from no one once you do that. I promise you. I promise you. You empower yourself. You work on yourself. You create love, self-worth for yourself. You create freedom for yourself. You are not going to need anyone. And that's when you're going to get all the gifts. That's when you're going to reap the rewards. That's when you're going to feel so fucking good that you don't need anyone to make you feel good. And that's when those people come into your life. It's just the way it works, you know? So remember, if you're going through a breakup, I feel you. I feel you, babes. I know what it's like. But it doesn't have to be the thing that breaks you. It can be the thing that makes you. This can be the most powerful vehicle for transformation. You can turn this into something that really, really is the making of you, rather than being the thing that broke your heart, that wounded you, that made you lost, that made you feel like you couldn't put your pieces back together. You start to look at what parts of you are still seeking this validation and love from other people. You look at what parts of you need to be healed. You look at where you're making this about you. And you're going to set yourself free from the heartbreak. I promise you, it feels so fucking good. It really does. It's the most empowering thing to do. So I hope that really helps you. Take what resonates, as always, leave what doesn't. Always use your own judgment. Always use your own discernment. Be your own damn guru. Be your own damn guru. Don't do it just because I said it. Do it if it feels right. If it feels right and if what I'm saying is resonating with you, then yeah, take it and run with it, babes. So speaking about that, my soul shift is open for full enrollment. You can join at any time. Just hit the link in the show notes and you can get the details. Send me an email, pop me a DM on Instagram at @jade_seto. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Jade Seto Coaching. You can obviously click on the show notes and you'll also be able to find me there. And yeah, I really hope that's helpful for you. But my soul shift is open for constant enrollment now. So if this is speaking to you, if this is resonating with you, if you are ready to start to create freedom for yourself, by yourself, for you, then I'd love to see you in my program. On that note, I'm going to leave you to it. And yeah, I just wishing you all the love, all the happiness in the world, all the healing in the world. And trust me, you're going to get through this. You are going to get through this. This is not going to be the breaking of you. This is going to be the making of you. I promise.